Welcome to the Brand Master Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brand Master Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brand Master Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builder? Stephen Hurahan here at brandmasteracademy.com. And in this video, you're going to discover 25 of the best marketing books that you need to read. So you can learn from the biggest and the best in the industry, the strategies and processes to promote businesses, attract customers, and grow brands. Now, brand builders and business owners don't need to look very far to find relevant content on the intricacies of marketing. There are plenty of videos, blog posts, and other resources that offer helpful content and advice on the strategy, psychology, and creative processes behind building successful brands. Now, the challenge lies in separating the wheat from the chaff and figuring out what's useful to you and what's not. The problem is not the quantity of content. The problem is the quality of content. As we know, the purest water is found at the source. If you want to learn from the best about the various facets of marketing success, take a deep dive into a great book and apply the lessons to your own marketing efforts. So in this video, I'm breaking down 25 of my favorite marketing books that have the power to influence your brand and transform your future marketing campaigns. Now, although there are plenty of pure breed marketing books in here, there are also books that cover science and psychology. Now, I've included these books because being a great marketer or brand strategist isn't just about knowing processes and steps. It's about understanding people and how they work so you can better connect and resonate with them. And the lessons within these books are directly applicable to marketing and have helped to shape my own philosophy. With that said, let's dive straight in. Number one, Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert Cialdini. Now, this New York Times bestseller, originally released in 1984, explores what makes people say yes. Cialdini approaches the psychology of buying and explains the lessons that you can take from that into branding and marketing. The title, The Psychology of Persuasion, is a useful insight in how to leverage the knowledge of human psychology to better persuade your audience. Cialdini identifies six principles on how people make decisions, which are reciprocity, commitment or consistency, social proof, authority, liking, and scarcity. He then explains how marketers can leverage these principles to persuade people to choose them over their competitors. For example, scarcity works because consumers hate the idea of missing out. Sharing social proof works because consumers want to see evidence that the product or service delivers on its promise. Cialdini supports his six principles with countless examples from various industries. The latest edition of one of the best-selling marketing books of all time updates the content for modern marketplaces. Number two, Permission Marketing by Seth Godin. Now, in an age of digital marketing where companies are vying for attention in an increasingly crowded market, Godin believes in providing value upfront to develop customer relationships over time. Now, this was published back in 1999, and this book was way ahead of its time. The essence is that successful marketing is based on building trust with the prospect and maintaining that trust through the life of that relationship, and that builds loyal customers. Godin explains that your website should focus 100% on convincing strangers to sign up, and this is giving permission for you to market to them rather than trying to sell them on the website. And by encouraging people to volunteer their attention, you end up with a targeted consumer group, which is much more likely to make a purchase. Now, Godin argues, and again, this was back in 1999, that interruption marketing is dead, where you see these ads on the TV or hear them on the radio or see them in your Facebook feed because we have this banner blindness now and we automatically dismiss them. And he positions permission marketing as the antidote to that because they are giving you permission to market to them. And usually you're marketing to them in a much more intimate place, which is usually the email inbox. Number three, Positioning the Battle for Your Mind by Al Reese and Jack Trout. Now, as the name suggests, this book stresses the importance of positioning a brand. And this book actually coined the term positioning. Recent trouts stress the need for a brand to understand its place relative to its competition and in the eyes of potential consumers. Understanding how the audience perceives the brand is crucial for getting the perception that you want in the marketplace. If you understand what your customer needs, if you understand what they're already getting from their competitors and you find a gap in the market, then putting the image of what that gap represents and the value of that gap to your audience is critically important, and that's what positioning is all about. Now, the emphasis on battle in the title reflects the idea that the audience's attention is finite. So brand strategists need to work hard to carve out their niche and beat others to take up that place in their audience's mind. Number four, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Now, this is the go-to for storytelling. It certainly was my go-to and opened up my eyes into the world of brand storytelling. Miller's book outlines a framework through which marketing professionals can connect with their audience on a much more deeper level through story. The book contains valuable lessons on how to clarify your message, how to engage potential customers, and how to tap into the seven universal story points that humans respond to in your branding efforts. Now, this book is a valuable resource for telling brand stories that resonate with your audience by placing them front and center as the hero of that story. Number five, Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, Gary V focuses on the power of social media marketing in this book, Crushing It. Now, we all know Gary V at this stage. He enjoys rock star status from his well-publicized journey, transforming his family's liquor store into a multi-million dollar business, then building VaynerMedia. And anybody who's into entrepreneurship or marketing probably knows the name Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, Gary V dives into the importance of branding, and he highlights that each social media platform is different, with varying audiences who interact on a different basis depending on the platform. And as a result, he says that you should tailor your strategy for each platform separately, and you can't have a one-size-fits-all approach to social media marketing. He outlines various initiatives for strategies on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and other social media platforms. Now, although this book has been on the market for many years, the fundamental principles of social media marketing that Gary preaches hold strong from this book. Number six, Epic Content Marketing by Joe Polizzi. Now, this book is an incredibly useful resource for content marketers or marketers in general looking to connect with their customers. This book is a blueprint for the optimization of your content strategy. It takes you through the process of content creation within a marketing strategy, encouraging content writers to understand that epic content motivates the audience to take action. To do this, your content must focus on what's important to the customers rather than product promotion. Polizzi explains the need for customer-oriented content strategies, helping rather than selling, because customers ultimately care about themselves and want to find solutions. Number seven, Made to Stick by Chip and Dan Heath. Now, Made to Stick examines the traits and ideas that seem to stick in our brains, attempting to provide marketers with a blueprint for creating ideas that catch the audience's attention. The authors identify six traits that can be remembered through the acronym SUCCESS: simple, unexpected, concrete, credible, emotional, stories. By applying these six traits to your brand storytelling, it will help you to create sticky ideas that stand out. Number eight, How to Win Friends and Influence People in the Digital Age by Dale Carnegie. Now, this book takes Carnegie's 1936 classic and examines the lessons we can apply in the digital age. Now, the original book examines the fundamentals of using communication to strengthen relationships. Carnegie highlights the need to affirm what's good in others, avoid overt criticism, and connect with people's core desires. Now, this updated version of the book looks at how we can use these human relations fundamentals to guide our digital interactions. Now, it's a blueprint for marketers showing how to build meaningful relationships with customers through new digital communication methods. Number nine, Hacking Growth by Sean Ellis and Morgan Brown. Now, Hacking Growth is a playbook for business owners looking to scale. The authors explain through case studies that marketers can't purely rely on a great product to achieve growth. Instead, they need to be proactive and implement growth strategies. The authors suggest a growth methodology where small businesses need to practice rapid-fire experimentation to identify the best paths for growth. Now, this experimentation relates to different marketing channels or product development until you find a solution that's scalable. They stress the need to leverage data collection and drive those business decisions through that data. Number 10, This is Marketing by Seth Godin. Now, the second book from best-selling author Seth Godin on this list, This is Marketing, explains that traditional advertising is dead. The old methods of getting a message seen by as many potential customers as possible no longer work. Instead, companies should focus on the needs and the values and the desires of a narrow, clearly defined target audience. Godin suggests that marketers need to think of the audience as a tribe or create a tribe for your brand based on clear ideas, stories, language, and associations, shared interests of that specific group of people, and to bring them all together through those interests. Number 11, Blue Ocean Strategy by Chan Kim and Renee Mauborn. Now, Chan Kim and Renee Mauborn flip the idea of gaining a competitive advantage on its head. Traditionally, successful companies make profits by beating the competition. The authors use case studies to suggest that successful companies of the future won't fight over a shrinking profit pool. Instead, they'll create blue oceans of uncontested market space and provide a systemic approach for creating these conditions that are ripe for growth. They also introduce the idea of value innovation. And this term explains the idea that consumers shouldn't have to choose between value and affordability. Successful companies look at what consumers value and find ways to provide that value at a low cost. Number 12, Contagion, Why Things Catch On by Jonah Berger. Now, Berger's book examines what makes ideas contagious and more likely to spread via word of mouth. Professor Berger kicks the book off with an intriguing story of Barclays Prime $100 Philly cheesesteak, now $120 with inflation. He identifies six steps to creating contagious content. Social currency. We share things that make us look good. Triggers. We share what's top of mind. Emotion. We share when we care about something. Public. We share things that are shareable. Practical value. We share things we know others can use. And stories. We share information in story form. Now, these ideas offer practical advice for any marketer looking to grow a customer base. Number 13, Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products by Nir Eyal. Now, Nir Eyal explains through various examples that the most successful products make consumers build habits around them. We know that habits are powerful and hard to break. The success of companies like Facebook are built around forming consumer habits. So if a company creates a product that consumers can see as an integral part of their daily lives, the likelihood is that those consumers will be long-term customers. Eyal tells marketers to ask themselves two questions to find out whether a product should be habit-forming in the first place. Number one, does the product make the user's life better? And number two, would I use the product? Only if you can answer yes to these questions can you ethically push a habit-forming product. Number 14, The One-Page Marketing Plan by Alan Dibb. Now, The One-Page Marketing Plan does exactly what it says on the tin. In this book, marketing expert Alan Dibb sets out a fast, direct method to making money as a business by establishing a growth plan through marketing. Now, it's based on the fundamental idea that small businesses shouldn't necessarily adopt the same strategies as big businesses, and that going back to basics will reap the rewards for small business owners. Dibb explains that the journey the target market goes through is always the same, from prospects to customers to advocates. Dibb's value proposition for this book is that it converts business owners to marketers who own businesses. Number 15, Power Tribes by Mitch Russo. Now, Mitch Russo's Power Tribes outlines how businesses can use the power of certification as a viable marketing strategy to help businesses grow. In 1988, Russo was faced with an issue as his company software, Timelapse Corp, was struggling in tech support calls. In response, he stumbled on the idea called certification. By 1991, Mitch had built a vast group of certified consultants that reduced tech support costs by 25%. This book goes beyond certification. It offers a blueprint to help businesses to build a force of devoted, passionate followers who actually pay a fee to join your tribe. This book shows how to replicate the success stories of companies like Microsoft, Salesforce, Infusionsoft, and HubSpot that created unstoppable brands by using certification. Number 16, Inbound Content by Justin Champion. Now, Justin Champion's Inbound Content is another book that examines the increasingly important role of good content in a growing business. He lays out a framework for a long-term content strategy that resonates with audiences. He includes copywriting tips, advice on SEO, guidance on email marketing campaigns, and an overview to online marketing metrics that you need to track and evaluate success of your content over time. Inbound Content is very much a beginner's guide to giving a fantastic overview of the principles of content marketing. Number 17, Everybody Writes by Anne Handley. Now, Anne Handley's book focuses on the principle that writing can be a learned skill. And since Handley establishes the importance of writing to stand out in the marketing world, she logically concludes that all content creators should invest in their writing skills to optimize their content marketing strategy. Rather than being intimidated by writing, she wants to set out some writing fundamentals that can help marketers improve their writing and approach the craft with confidence. Now, here are some of the specific lessons that you'll learn in this book. Make the start of sentences matter, so drop dangling modifiers. Reframe writing goals to focus on quality, not quantity. Diligently fact check. Pay attention to the length of guidelines for different types of content. Personalization is power. Number 18, Growth Hacker Marketing by Ryan Holiday. Now, Growth Hacker Marketing establishes a four-step framework to enable a modern startup to remove the barrier between product development and marketing. Holiday believes that the best way to get new customers is through the product itself, which makes sense. He explains his idea that startups should target a small but focused group initially with a great product. The next step then is to make that product go viral by converting those targeted customers into marketers for that product. Put simply, make the product shareable, then entice people to share. Number 19, Don't Make Me Think, Revisited by Steve Krug. Now, this book examines the psychology behind what makes great web design. Now, this book was first written way back in the year 2000, so it's over 20 years at this stage, and it stresses that while technology rapidly changes, the human brain is slow to evolve, so the principles learned in this book are timeless. And that means that you can continue to apply insights based on the psychology to the customer experience even as technological capabilities change. Krug establishes three laws of web usability. Number one, don't make them think. Number two, make every click instinctive. And number three, ruthlessly reduce word count. This book is chock full of great tips on how to design useful websites. Number 20, Creative Advertising by Mario Pricken. Now, Pricken showcases some fantastic examples of creative advertising from around the world and draws some actionable insights from them. Looking at a range of media, each chapter highlights a different method for creating innovative ad campaigns to get your marketing message across in different and memorable ways. Pricken, therefore, does not provide marketers with answers. Instead, he aims to give marketers the tools to apply their own advertising activities. The key is not to mimic the case studies that he shares, but to gain inspiration and creative ideas from the process that led to them. Number 21, Overdeliver by Brian Kurtz. Now, Brian Kurtz is a genuine powerhouse of direct response marketing, having gained his reputation as an expert in the power of mailing lists. However, this book extends beyond direct response marketing to give an insight into the broader philosophy of marketing. The key is that marketers should over-deliver and keep consumers happy. Not everything we do in marketing is a revenue event, but everything we do is a relationship event. This approach means that marketers should go out of their way to make their efforts consumer-focused. Keeping customers happy with fantastic products and services and an excellent response on customer support and experience is the key to building loyal lifetime customers. Number 22, Content Inc. by Joe Polizzi. Now, the second Joe Polizzi book on this list, Content Inc. once again focuses on the importance of content marketing. In this book, Joe explains the six-step content marketing approach any business owner can take for content marketing success, especially for those starting from the ground up. He explains that budding content marketers should start with one platform and nail a strategy by showing up regularly with consistent messaging. Content marketers should then diversify across new channels over time. Now, this process shouldn't be rushed, as building loyal following on each platform takes time and effort and a bit of patience as well. Joe also stresses the importance of building an email list to build relationships with the most loyal followers of the brand. Number 23, Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, this book by Gary V, it's a call to marketers not actively using social media. In it, he shows marketers how to tell their story on social media to give the message the best chance of being heard. Jab, 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 Right Hook reflects his approach to social media. He says that marketers need to be tentative and to give and give and give on social media before they ask for anything else. And that ask is the right hook. That's the knockout blow to ask for something in return. In other words, social media marketers need to build a following based on great, valuable content that speaks to the audience and is tailored to each platform. Only after supplying a following with great content can a business then ask for something in return. Now, though the popularity of the different social media platforms mentioned in the book change over time, the jab, 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 right hook philosophy is one for the ages that spans beyond social. Number 24, Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz. Now, this book is out of print and limited copies are selling online for hundreds of dollars. But this is a must read for all aspiring copywriters. This book is a bona fide classic and acts as a comprehensive handbook for serious copywriters learning their trade. Schwartz identifies seven key principles of copywriting to write adverts that speak to the audience and incite them to act as well. Now, the book is split into two parts, and the first tells you how to think like a market maker. Now, a market maker is someone who looks at the world and spots new entry points into the audience's internal conversations. This section is all about the psychology of making people aware of a problem that only you can solve. Part two of the book then details the writing techniques that you can use to take advantage of the problem that you have created. Now, this section goes into the specifics of writing great headlines that entice the reader and frame the offer that it's too good to ignore. Number 25, Habits of a Happy Brain by Loretta Bruning. Now, Habits of a Happy Brain is not strictly a book about marketing. However, as I've touched on a few times already, understanding the human brain is key to successful marketing. And understanding what makes people happy can be utilized in marketing and in life as well. Bruning explains the four chemicals in the brain that create happiness: endorphins, oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin. She explains why we can't be happy all the time and how we can rewire our brains by taking responsibility for our hormones. One of the key lessons for marketers to take is that happiness means choosing. Life is about the choices that we make, and it's essential to our happiness that we make the right choices. Life is a series of choices, so essentially not to let others make choices for you is how you can obtain happiness. Choosing the right choices at the right time can lead you to those chemicals that are released into your system. Now, as a marketer, knowing this is empowering, since it means that your marketing efforts should tap into the idea that consumers always have a choice to make, so frame your product or your services as the optimum choice. When you know what you want your audience to feel about your brand, and you know the chemicals that control our emotions, evoking the right emotion becomes a science. Now look, there are plenty of books here that will help you to enhance your knowledge and understanding of not only marketing, but how and why people think and behave the way they do. If you're in the business of growing businesses, then there's one common denominator across the board here, and that is people. These books will give you the understanding, the tools, and the processes to first understand them, and then to connect and resonate with them. When all is said and done, that is what branding and marketing is all about. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened, and make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brandmaster Podcast.